Kum lerne la b'lach gemara. So in the Mishnah said the minimum per month in a year that can be 30 days is 4. And then it says, and the maximum is 8. So we learned pshat, when it says the maximum is 8, Rav Huna said the maximum of 8 is you cannot have more than 8 months in the year that have 30 days. And we said, how can it be 8 months in the year that have 30 days? What happens is, if there are 6 months in the year, then Rosh Hashanah next year comes out 4 days later than this year. If there's another month when it's a full month, so that's another day, coming out Rosh Hashanah, then gets pushed off a day further out. So the new moon will be Wednesday, but Rosh Hashanah will be on Thursday. If it's 8 months, so that's 2 months, Rosh Hashanah will be on a Friday, even though the new moon is on Wednesday. That's all right. We don't want three months, which means we'll go to Shabbos, 2 months is all right. Why? Because we're talking about a case where the previous year was a leap year, and there other was only 29 days. So therefore, it was a bit shorter. Having a one extra month, 1 month of 30 days, contrasts the month that you had 29 days. That leaves only 1 month of 1 day, which means the Shana will be on a Thursday when the new moon is on Wednesday. And that people have all the time. Because we think, oh, maybe we didn't see the moon or something like that. We're on Tesamet Aleph, we're up to Amarula. Ula has another understanding of our Mishnah. It says, Ula says, or 9a. Yeah, and it says Ula Omar. Ula says. Sorry, yes. Ula says Loi Nida Lechachamim Lechased Yes Rashmain. The Mishnah says the maximum is 8. It doesn't mean the maximum is 8 full months. It means the maximum is 8 short months. We don't want any more than 8 short months. And the Mishnah is explaining because the minimum is 4 full months. Because the maximum is 8 months. Because when you make the earlier, let's say the new moon will be Wednesday, a year later, but if you make 2 more months short, then the Rosh Hashanah will come out on a Monday. But we have 9 short months, Rosh Hashanah will come out on a Sunday, and 3 days too early. Well, my time will come. Mishnah is explaining why. My time, what is the reason? Why is the minimum 4 full months in the year? Because we cannot have more than 8 missing months. We can't have more than 8 missing months. Why can't you have 9 missing months? Because then the Shana will come out on a Sunday when the new moon is a Wednesday. It's too early. Comes out that the moon itself will come 3 days after Rosh Hashanah. But now, even 8 months, Rosh Hashanah will be on a Monday when the new moon is on a Wednesday. That's 2 days early. Says, you want to know? We'll learn like Kedama Rav Mishashi. He goes, we're talking about there's a leap year. So the previous year was a leap year, and the previous year had a 30-day month. So a 30-day month the previous year and a 29-day month this year, they cancel each other out. So for the previous year, it was a leap year. So cancel contra the 1 month this year, 29 days, versus the 1 month last year, 30 days. And therefore, it comes out, even though Rosh Hashanah is on a, if the new moon is on Wednesday, Rosh Hashanah will actually come out on a Tuesday. But still, you're coming 1 day early. Savri, we hold, is chazui, is chazev. Maybe they knew that the moon is earlier, but we just didn't see it. We think that the new moon is Wednesday. Maybe it really was Tuesday. And Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday, so no big deal. Says the Gemara, Mike Mifli. So what is exactly the argument between Rav Huna and the Ula? Why does Rav Huna say that you can have 8 months of 30 days? And Rav Huna and the Ula says, no, the max you can have is 7. And they're arguing, Be'ibur Shana, when you have a leap year. Time we learn, come Be'ibur Shana, how, when you have a leap year, that extra month, other, how many days should it be? Is Lamed 30 days. Rav Shimma ben Gamliel, Rav Shimma, this is Chaydesh, it could be a month, 29 days or 30. It's Meisvei. So therefore, they're arguing that. So Ula holds like the Tanakama. Ula holds that every month is 30 days. So therefore, it must be that the Mishnah is telling you, though we don't have a choice. The Mishnah is telling you a reason. Why can't you have more than eight empty months? Because the other is going to be, because the reason is because the other will be 30 days. And 30 days will counter out the other over here. Will be 30 days. So counter out if you have another month of 29 afterwards. They balance each other out. Yeah. And we don't want to have, according to Ula, 8 months of 30 days. If 8 months of 30 days comes out, that Rosh Hashanah will be 2 days after the new moon. And that is no good. And you wanted to tell me the only way we can do that is the previous year is an Ibra year, is a leap year, and the other say Shani is 29 days. But I hold every other Shani has to be 30 days. So therefore, it can't be. Taking it further, Mesel asked you a question. We learned, Ein Atzeres Chola El B'Yom Anaf. Shavuos will always come out on the same day as the second day of Pesach. The day that you wave the carbon omer. So like this year, Shavuos was a Shabbos. Pesach was a Shabbos, and the second day was Sunday. Shavuos came out on a Sunday. The Ein Rosh Hashanah Chola El B'Yom Anaf of that year will either come out on a Sunday, or come out on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is like the day after Yom Anaf, Monday. This year, that's what it's going to be. Shavuos. And not true. So Rosh Hashanah is going to be on a Monday, Tuesday. So Bishleim, and according to Ula, the Shmoyne Chaseir Avdin, according to Shmuel says that 8 months, you can have 29 days, move body in love, but you can never have 8 months of 30 days, Mishkachas L'Shneyen, Chaseir. We find in a case where both of them are missing, 2 months are missing, 2 months missing, it's only 29 days. It's b'yom hanaf echad moliv echad chaser l'oidi bure. So you have 1 month 30 days and 1 month 29 days, and then you have 2 months that are missing, and then you'll have that Rosh Hashanah falls out on the yom, not on the day of yom hanaf, not on Sunday, but on Monday. And you can have a number of months have 30 days. Sometimes Rosh Hashanah will get pushed off another day, because you can have 2 months that have 30 days, extra 2 months, and that, like, you know, of whatever it is, an L, and that's going to push over Rosh Hashanah by the, instead of being the Yom Hanaf, or Sunday, or being the day after Monday, it'll be on Tuesday. He holds you can do 7 months. What happens if 2 out of the 7 months that you make 30 days are both after Nissan, between Nissan and Rosh Hashanah? You have the same problem. You have 2 extra months of an extra day, so Rosh Hashanah gets pushed off to Tuesday. They didn't do the extra months in winter. They'll do in the summer. Rosh Hashanah gets pushed off by 2 days, on Sunday to Tuesday. This follows the view of Acherim, the Tanya we learned. Acherim, Oinim, the Acherim. They are the opinion, they say, Ein Bein Atzeres. They have a third opinion altogether. They hold, Ein Bein Atzeres Latzeres. You don't have between 1 year Shavuos and the next year Shavuos. The Ein Bein Reish Hashanah Hashanah. You don't have from 1 year Hashanah next year Hashanah. El Arbo Yom Bavad. They say that every year is 4 days later. So for Reish Hashanah this year is Sunday days. Sunday, the next year Hashanah will be on a Thursday. It's always 4 days later than it was the previous year. So last year was on a Wednesday, was it, I think? Wednesday, Thursday? So this year is going to be... No, it wasn't Wednesday, Thursday. It was Thursday, Friday. So this year will be on a Monday. It's 4 days later. The Im Hois Hashanah Ubed, it's Chamisha. But if there was a leap year, it's 5 days later. So in other words, they hold it's always 4 days later. And they're the ones, therefore, say that if that Rosh Hashanah will fall out on the day of Yom Hanaf, but if there's a leap year, the day after Yom Hanaf. So the Gemara... According to them, they hold that every year 1 month is full, 1 month is 30, full, 1 month is 29, 1 month is 30, 1 month is 29. So it's always even, exactly even, and 4 days later. So therefore, if so, it'll always be, according to this, it'll always be, Rosh Hashanah should be on the Yom Iburi, which means it won't be on the day of Hanukkah, won't be on a Sunday, will be on a Monday, the way we have it this year. Rosh Hashanah will fall on a Monday, or fall on a Sunday. There is one example where it can fall on a Sunday, because it was a leap year. The Ibur Shana Lamed Yom, and the extra month is 30 days. Dal Yarchel Bahad Yarchem. So now, since you have an extra month of 30 days, so you cancel 1 month, Mishkachel B'Yem Hanaf. If you cancel 1 month against the other month, this is Mishkachel La B'Yem Hanaf. So what happens is that then Rosh Hashanah will fall out a day early. They don't fall out a day early. So what they do is because if the leap year other had 30 days, then they'll take one of the months after Nissan, and they are going to make it a 29-day month, deliberately. So by taking 1 day off, suddenly instead of Rosh Hashanah falling out on Monday, you took a day off in between Pesach and Rosh Hashanah, it's going to come out on a Sunday. Yeah. Says the Gemara, let's understand. So this opinion Achedim is different than everybody else. They hold that it's very regulated, the calendar. 1 month is 30 days, 1 month is 29, 1 month is 29. Not like you say that some years it's only 4 months of 30 days, some year it can be 5 months, some year 6 months. Sounds like, you know, they can play around with it. According to Achedim, you can't play around. It alternates. 130, 129, 130, 129. So Rav Ada, but Rav said the Rav Achedim in Yonah Osel Hashminan. So what are they, what exactly? If they hold that every month is regulated, 130, 129, 130, 129, so it's obvious that the next year, the Shana, will be 4 days later. Because that's what it is. If you add up all the days of the year and you divide it by seven, there's four remaining days. And therefore, if Rosh Hashanah this year was Sunday, it has to be next time on a Thursday. So what do you, it's always 4 days later. Hakam Ashlan is coming to tell you the Leibin and Mitzvah the Kaddish al Piyaria. He's coming to teach you that we don't have to follow the witnesses to decide when the new month will be. We don't care what the witnesses say. We have a calculation. We know, we after all this, we know exactly when every month should be. For example, let's say if we know that this month is a 29-day month, according to our calculations, but no witnesses showed up. We would have thought if no witnesses showed up, we got to wait till the next day to make Rosh Chodesh. And we say, no. They say that even so, make Rosh Chodesh today because we know it has to be a 29-day month. So if, according to the Achedim, everything changes. No longer a calendar. There's no longer witnesses. The witnesses are just there for ceremony purpose. The declaration of a new month depends on our calculations. Masculine, Ravina has a question. Every year, at the end of the year, there's an extra 8 hours. There's an extra 8 hours and 793 chalakim. Because remember, every month is 29 days, 29 and a half days, and 740 parts. So it becomes a Rosh Hashanah. It comes over here, what do you call it? If every year has seven, so if you add it all up, by the time the year is over, if you add up all the days, it comes into there's 730 or so parts of an hour. If you add them all up after 12 months, it becomes 8 hours and 793 chalakim. So over 3 years, the 8 hours times three becomes 24 hours. There's an extra day. So every 3 years, it gets pushed out the between Rosh Hashanah and when the new moon happens. What do we do there? And then there's also the chalakim. Every 30 years, if you add up all the 793 chalakim, you add it up over 30 years, what happens is, it'll become another day. So every 3 years, we have to take care of a day, and every 30 years, you got to take care of a day. What do? Frek di Gemara, we're up to Tesla Bay near the bottom. What about the why doesn't Achedim count? The Achedim, all different than everybody else, the Achedim said that we don't look at the witnesses, we don't look at the calendar. And we have a calculation that every month it alternates. 1 month Mali, 1 month Chaser, 1 month Mali, 1 month Chaser. It alternates every month. And we just go through ceremonial purposes to have these witnesses coming. So the Chayda, you're saying that Yom Tov gets pushed out every year 4 days. So this year, Hashanah is on a Sunday. Next time it comes out on a Wednesday. Every year it's 4 days later. So the Chayda, what about on a Thursday? Every 3 years is an extra day. What do we do to take care of that? Every 30 years is an extra day. What do we do to take care of that? And so the Gemara, even the less ebuchal shasa, it doesn't happen every year. Look at chashiv. It's only telling us what to do on a yearly basis. On a yearly basis, it's telling us that whenever there's an ibiyar, you know, we have to contra and take 1 month and make it into 29 days. To contra the 30 days. He's not out here to tell you what to do every 3 years or every 30 years. That leave it to the bezin. They'll take care of it. So basically, we're machleki Rav Huna and Ula. According to Rav Huna, he understood Pshat in our Mishnah when it says don't have more than 8 months, don't have more than 8 months of 30 days. And have 8 months, because you have 9 months, if you have 6 months in the year, then your Shana falls out 4 days later. If you have another month of 30 days, your Shana suddenly gets pulled out, instead of Wednesday, it becomes Thursday. And the Mailad is Wednesday, it's 1 day late. If you have eight months, then the Rosh Hashanah gets pushed up by 2 days, because you just added 2 more days, 30-day months. So Rosh Hashanah gets pushed out by 2 days, and what happens is that the Mailid is on a Wednesday, but Rosh Hashanah will come out on a Friday. So that is, what do you call it? That is tolerable. And when is it tolerable? If the previous year was an Ibiyar, and there was a 29-day month, So one of the 30-day months, he just added in, contra that 29-day month, so really it's only one day. And one day later, if Yom Tov is on a Thursday, when the Moed on a Wednesday, that's not a problem. We think maybe we didn't see it. That's Rav Huna. Ula says he can't have 8 months of Moed. When it says the maximum is 8 months, means the maximum is 8 months of Chaser. That's why you have a minimum of 4 months Moed. But the maximum of Moed is only 7 months. It's only 7 months, because one day is the maximum we'll tolerate, no more than that. Says the Gemara, Shmuel holds a hold like Rav Huna, you can have 8 days. The minimum amount of days you'll have a year. Of a lunar year is 100, is 352. The max is 356. The word Shon itself is 355. But we know that most average years is Shinun Dalet, 354. But the minimum is 352 and the maximum is 356. Hoketzet, how's it work? When's the 352? When's the 356? Sorry? It could be anything, depending how many months are 30 days. If you have a 30-day, more 30-day months.
If you read calendar, let's say...
Every year is different, so I'm saying the minimum.
It's written that
it's between 52 and 56. It's between 52 and 56. Okay, so maybe we don't do that anymore today, but that's how it technically it could be. And a halacha, the Rambam paskens, it could be. So, don't know, every year, maybe this year, saying, I don't know, can't tell you.
Is 84.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's practically how they did it, but technically it could be. When is it each? Shneyim Malayin. If there are 2 months, if there are 2 months that are extra, and that was 8 months in total, then instead of 354 becomes 356 days. He added 2 more months of 30 days. Is Shisha. So then you have 356. So is he clear for me that he holds you can have 8 months of 30 days? This is like Rav Huna. Shneim Chseidim, if you have 8 months that are 29 days, so suddenly you have less than 354 by 2 days, so 352. Shneim Echad Mole, then Shneim. So you have what? 352. Echad Mole Vech Chaser, number 7, number 8. One will be Mole, one will be Chaser. Then it'll be 354. So it's either the way the Gemara learns it, 52, 54, or 56. Meisel asks a question, and it says, "Had any nazir?" The Chambal guy says, "I will be a nazir as many days there are in the solar year." He's mine in the zidus. How many days? How many naziris does he have to conduct in his life? Gimel Meis 300 v'shishim v'chamisha yamim 365 kiminy Meisel Chama. The solar year is 365 days.
If he says,
that
means he has to do.
That's times 30.
365
times a month. 365 months, basically. He said, "I'm going to be a nazir as many days there are." As, exactly. So 365 times.
How you standard nazir?
Times 30.
Yeah.
So you're talking about 10,000 days, which is
a lot of time.
It's a lot of time. Like 30 years. If he says I'll be a nazir as many days as there are in the lunar year, is mine and naziras gimel may the chamishim ba'arba yamim. He has to count the average, which is 354 days. Kimi mois halavana, like the lunar year. The imi says there's 11 days difference between the lunar year and the solar year. That's why we have an ibyar 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, 19 in the cycle. And according to you, Zimni Mishkach Lashish, according to you, you're saying that some years are 356. And why don't you tell him, hey, you said you'll be a nazir as many days as are in a lunar year, you should be a nazir 356 times. Says the Gemara, Benadarim Halech Achalash Mani Adam. When it comes to Nadarim, you look at the way people normally talk. The average year is 354, and that's what we do, 354. The Roiv Shanim, and how it is the majority of the years. The Af Rebbe Salakruna, and also Rebbe, in fact, also holds like Rav Huna that why that you can have 8 months of 30 days. How do we know? A comment that he made. The time we learned, Mai said there was an incident that also Rebbe Tisha Chasedim, that Rebbe once made 9 months over 29 days, which we said the maximum is 8 months because you need 4 months minimum of 30 days. And yet we need a Chayjur's money. And yet the Chayjur's came out on its right time. That Tishrei came out on the day, let's say the Shana was on Wednesday, and the Maidl was on that day. And he couldn't understand. How is that possible? We already said before that there are 8 months chaser, then Rosh Hashanah. 6 months brings Rosh Hashanah on the right day, on the Moilet, Wednesday. Seven months chaser brings Rosh Hashanah a day earlier, to Tuesday. 8 months chaser brings it 2 days earlier, to Monday. 9 months chaser brings it 3 days forward to Sunday. So how was it possible that year he made 9 months chaser and Rosh Hashanah fell out on Wednesday, when it was supposed to? It doesn't make sense. So the Rebbe, to me, the Rebbe's wondering. But I made 9 months and 29 days. And yet the Shadron, it came out on Wednesday. How does that work? Rab Shimon, the son of Rebbe, said to his father, he said, I'll tell you what happened. Shema, perhaps Shana Muberes Hoisa, perhaps the previous year was a leap year. Or this year's a leap year. The Ibur Shana Lamid. And other, we made 30 days. So that 30 days canceled one of the chassas. Right? You had a chassah, but you had a 30-day month canceled. And ishtakit, and last year, asinu shnei meleim. And last year, we took an extra, we had a 366-day year. So we made two of the months that we didn't have to be, like a kislev, we made a 30-day. So we had two extra days carried over from last year. We had 1 day extra this year, 3 extra days, canceled the 3 chassas. The Rosh Hashanah came out on the right time. So the 3 chassas canceled the 3 moleis. So what happened? What did Rebbe do? Rebbe was so excited about his son. And therefore everything came back in its right place. So Rebbe said about his son, Neir Yisrael, you are the candle for Klal Yisrael. As Rashi says, Shata Meir Einei Chachamim, you are illuminating the eyes of the Chachamim. Cain Hava, you're right. It's exactly what happened. You're brilliant. Okay, we'll stop here. Cain's one.